The Gospel of John is a gospel, a missionary gospel. Privileged to share the meeting this afternoon with our brother Wesley Ferguson. We've known each other for a long time. Not tell you how long, but Wesley was here in Vancouver in 1961. We had a little time of fellowship then. We shared with our brother and sister Bill and Elsie Funson at that time. Some of you may remember that. And Wesley is a teacher, retired, and he spent a number of months, maybe or weeks, on two occasions in visiting Albania. Has a very interesting report of the work in Albania. Now, what has impressed me in listening to Wesley, we've been together for a number of days now, is the importance of individual testimony. And we listened to our brother Charles Morris as well from Spain and Argentina, and he also told the same story. How important it is that we have an individual testimony, and we might take heed to the hymn, all of us, as the days, in the days in which we live, Christians go and tell of Jesus. The Gospel of John is a gospel, a missionary gospel, and we see in that gospel the Lord Jesus Christ is a true missionary. He came to declare the Father, and the word witness is one of the key words in the epistle. It occurs 7 times in chapter 1 and 33 times in the gospel. So we see in this gospel that God and Christ, the Holy Spirit, interested in individuals. All cannot be in the platform. And I think perhaps looking back over the years, it's been a joy in seeing individuals saved. We meet them in various places. Visitation in the hospital. We can talk to someone in the bus, in the store that we visit, and in a restaurant, and all of us have contact. I remember a man years ago that came to my father at the conference in Belfast. He said, "You're Mr. Abernethy?" "Yes." "Well," he said, "I was a carpenter working on the house next door to you, and your wife spoke to me about the Lord Jesus, and I got saved." So sisters can have that great privilege of bearing witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. And what is a witness? A witness is to tell the things that he or she has seen and heard. Simple as that. And the main thing is to present the Lord Jesus Christ, to confront people with Christ. So we have to see to it. None of us, I'm not an expert in this, and I don't know if anybody is a real expert in it. We do our best, and as we meet people every day, we seek to tell them about Christ. Now let's turn to John chapter 1. I'm going to try and be as brief as I can, and I'll try and be down here at 4 o'clock, and then our brother Wesley will be here. John 1 verse 6. There was a man sent from God. His name was John. First thing we notice, he was a man. And he was sent from God. And the word would indicate here is a man who is in fellowship with God. That's very important. The Lord chose disciples that they should be with him. And they should go forth to preach. So first of all, we need to enjoy that fellowship and communion with Christ and have that sense of commission to bear testimony to him. Verse 7. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men, through him, by means of him, might believe. It was not that light that was sent to bear witness of that light. They will have to go down a little bit. Verse 32. I can read all the references to witness, but we read verse 15, for instance. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is prepared before me, for he was before me." He was eternal. before me. He's before all things. He's before John. Before Abraham was, I am. Before Melchizedek, he was made like unto the Son of God. So what a glorious person we have to present to people. Verse 19. And this is the witness of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? Verse 32. And John bare record, saying, I saw. This is what a witness has to do, bear testimony to things that he's seen. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with or in water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized in with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And again the next day after John stood in two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 9th or 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother, Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. Look at verse 42. And he brought him to Jesus. The Messiah is Jesus. When Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Now, I'm just going to take it for granted that you know the rest of the chapter. The Lord Jesus Christ came out from heaven alone. As incarnate, he abode alone. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He was never united to men as a man on earth. It was necessary that he should die and be raised again in order that men would be linked with him. You remember what he said? I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. So no one is ever linked with him. But I'm very glad to see in this gospel that he came out alone. He went back to heaven with a following. And that's one of the key words in this book. It's the word follow. Didn't Jesus say, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness? I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If I was here longer, I would go through the references to the word follow. But in the last chapter, the Lord Jesus said to Peter, follow me. And Peter looked and he saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following. And he said, what will this man do? What is that to me? Follow thou me. We've all got a work to do. We're all responsible to the Lord. But it's interesting to know that John instinctively followed Jesus. He never was happy out of communion with Christ. But Peter needed that word. Peter was the one who denied the Lord. And you know in that chapter 21, the Lord had to remind him in five different ways of his past. He denied him 3 times. And he asked him, do you love me? He would never commit the feeding of his sheep to one who didn't love him. In the measure we love Christ, in that measure, we will love the sins. If I find myself not loving those redeemed by precious blood, I can be sure of this, that I'm not loving the shepherd. They're his sheep. So the Lord Jesus goes back to heaven with a Father. There are five men in chapter 1 who attach themselves to Jesus. John and Andrew, sent by John. Look at verse 36. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak. And they followed Jesus. Andrew brought Peter. One of the two, verse 40, which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother, Simon. I had a brother, David, in the world, in the Air Force. Many prayers went up for him. I got on the boat from Belfast to Glasgow. I traveled up to the north of Scotland, to the Air Force Base, where David was stationed. What for? To find my own brother. But the Lord found him in the city of Baghdad in Iraq. Some years after that, we've got family. We've got loved ones. My brother Colin, the only one of eight not saved. Never been in the gospel hall for 40 years. 2 years ago, his son was killed in the 401 in Toronto. God speaking. He came to visit us. He never said anything. He prayed and read. Sunday we said that the prayer meeting in the hall is at 7 o'clock. You've got to go early. It's an invitation for you to come. No pressure. You don't have to come if you don't care for it. Why, it's the Roman Catholic. You're going. First time in 40 years. A young man, I'm digressing here, a young man that I went to Sunday school with, Father Hackamore, Gospel Hall, where our brethren know very well. He came out, went to Sunday school with us, went to Florida, got married. Never bothered with church, religion, God. One day a knock came to the door, just a year ago. He said, I'm not interested in buying anything. But I'm not selling anything. I want to tell you about the Lord Jesus. Come in. We've just been talking about that, my wife and I. And that man had the privilege of pointing those two to Christ. That day. And he journeyed over to Belfast to tell some of the old friends that God has saved him. God hears. God answers prayer. And the witness, the testimony, will not fall to the ground. And the prayers that have been offered to the Lord, he hears. As the angel said to Zacharias, your prayer was heard years before, and now the answer has come. John the Baptist was born. Jesus sought Philip. Well, you've got to look for sheep sometimes, don't you? In chapter 4, it says the Lord must needs go through Samaria to make one soul. The day following verse 43, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, Follow
be.
Are we true followers of the Lord Jesus? Peter was asked to follow him in suffering, follow him in service. For some it's a costly thing. Take up your cross, he said, and follow me. And Philip told Nathaniel. Well, he didn't have a great knowledge, but he said, we have found him of whom Moses and in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. That was kind of weak, wasn't it? Nathaniel said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Well, the best thing is, as a neighbor said to me, do you preach the same sermon on Sunday morning as you preach on Sunday night? You do nothing at all. I said, well, come and see. That's the only way you'll find out. And I don't preach twice anyway, this week. The Lord knew this man. Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there's no God. No Jacob. Well, it's prophetic, isn't it? Of Israel in the future. But Nathaniel was a man who had judged the flesh and the blood. And the Lord said before, when I was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Rabbi, you're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. The Lord said, greater things than these shall you see. You'll see the heavens open. And the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. In order to fulfill my promise, I was going to speak about there. There are six water pots in chapter 2 of this gospel. Empty water pots. And the Lord filled those empty water pots with wine. And there are six individuals in the gospel following John chapter 2. All different. Sinners are all different. Nicodemus needed the shock approach. And the woman of Samaria needed that gentle, planned approach. A contact was made. Curiosity was aroused. Conviction was brought to her heart. And finally she was confronted with Christ. I that speak unto thee, I'm he. There's an order. In John the Baptist we have atonement. Salvation. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. The true disciples of that communion. The first thing we enjoy once we trust Christ is communion with the Father and the Son. The joy of fellowship. Worship. Andrew. Personal testimony. You don't need to be a preacher to testify. We speak that we do know. Testify that we have seen. We've had a personal experience of Christ. But we just tell others what we know. Peter. Formation of character. See the order. Bar Simon, son of Jonah, I shall be called Cephas, which is by interpretation of stones. God did great things in the life of Peter. One glance will save a soul, but it takes a prolonged gaze to sanctify a soul. As one old preacher said, live looking as him. And your life and my life will be transformed. Philip, surrender of will. Pierce, Philip, follow me. Oh, think of those disciples who left all and followed him. What would be the result? Visions of glory. Nathaniel. Greater things than these shall you see. You'll see heaven open. The angels of God ascending and descending for the Son of Man. Oh, wonderful to be saved. Isn't it? Wonderful to enjoy fellowship with God. Wonderful to have the privilege to testify for him as a witness. Wonderful to be in God's school. To have him change our character. And wonderful. To have divine communication. As God by the Spirit would open up the Word of God. First we have to take a part of your amen. But anyway, we'll close now. I'm sure you will enjoy hearing your report and a word of ministry from our brother Bishop.